Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NEAS Sound Podcast, episode one. What did you think so far, man? How's it going?
The song was good.
The song was. Do you know, he said that in a way that was kind of like. Did you hear the way he said it? It wasn't like the song was good. It was like the song was good. Like he never meant it when he said it ever before. And that was the first time he ever meant it. And he was really surprised that it was good. That was sort of what I heard there. But yeah, no, we are, of course, the NEAS Sound Podcast now. Bigger focus on sound. What's your relationship to sound, Ben?
I can hear like normal.
You can hear like normal. Okay.
One time I got a bunch of wax in my ears and I couldn't hear.
How long ago was that?
8 years ago, maybe.
Roughly 8 years ago. What was that just a like standard sort of wax buildup, or was that like, did something happen? How serious did it get? Did you have to go have it professionally removed?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know what it was for like 2 or 3 days.
Okay. So can you walk us through the story? Tell us exactly, like, when did you realize it? Let's hear it. Start from day one, when it start, when you know you had an inkling that something was wrong.
Well, I went to a concert but then it started like 2 days after. I couldn't hear from one ear, so I was like, maybe it's a concert, but I feel like it would be like more immediate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think the next day it got worse and I couldn't hear from my other ear, and then I went to the doctor, but the doctor gave me antibiotics because he said I had an ear infection. And then I took those for like a while, like probably like 4 or 5 days, and it didn't help at all. And then I went back and it was a different doctor, and then she said, I have a bunch of wax in my ears. I don't have an infection.
Okay, fantastic. Great start, great story. And you can see how we're going to be utilizing. I do have the soundboard going on. And, you know, people very, very excited about that, obviously. Just the idea of having a soundboard that can accompany the podcast and put that emphasis on sound. Ben, what's new with you? Of course, we talked about it last week. You were to bring a clip for us, some sort of audio or video clip for us to listen to on the podcast, utilize the sound element once again. What did you bring for us? So it was tease it a little bit.
I sort of forgot about that.
You're doing classic band. He's doing his classic band character here where he's like, oh, I forgot about that. So what did you actually bring?
I wasn't sure if it was going to be this week or not.
Well, I explicitly said that it's going to be next week. So you're telling me you have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't love that. That is genuinely like, you know, if I could... You know, just step aside from the whole silliness of it all. That's really irresponsible of you. And you, this is a paid position that you have. It is a job, and you should do the only thing, because that was the only thing.
Yeah.
Like I did a lot of. I did the song. I did the soundboard. I set all of the stuff up. You were just to bring one single clip. So you can see how it doesn't really feel necessarily like it's even. You know what I mean?
Fuck yes.
So that's Jordan Peterson. We have a couple of Peterson clips as well. Okay, well Ben, let's get into the nitty gritty. Remember gritty?
The Phillies guy?
Yeah, yeah. Not Phillies. Oh, Flyers. Yeah. You had the right city, but you had the wrong sport. The right city, the wrong sport. So, yeah. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it. Ben, what did you get up to this week?
Well, I was supposed to have two stand-up shows.
Uh-oh. Sounds like someone's got a case of the spostas. We're in trouble here, folks. We are in trouble. Go ahead and tell this story.
Well, I was booked on one, and it was a show where you get blindfolded and...
Hang on. Stop the music. Oh, yeah. No. I've heard... I know this one. Do you know why? Because I was going to go to it. So I know what happened on this one. This is
yeah, then you get your
okay, so start
noise
again.
Canceling
so,
headphones as well,
so it's like shut it. So this is god, it's, and the person who runs it, good guy, he's been on the channel before early on, actually, Rory. He's really funny and cool, and so it's a heartbreaking situation if I may yeah. say so myself, because it's like it's a real high concept, kind of a lot of thought has gone into it, and then we all know what happened, right?
Yeah, it didn't really sound fun to do, but I like the people who are running it.
Okay, it didn't sound fun. It sounded scary to you. You were scared.
Yeah. Fun for the audience, I guess.
Fun for the audience, but not fun for you. You were pretty much scared. Is that the idea of? I mean, that's it. It is scary, and like I would consider putting a show on like that, and then all the comics, like maybe just to prank one person, you put the whole show on and the person who goes up first, they do it, and then you just do something real terrible to them, you know what I mean, just like really really mess their shit up, kind of fuck with them or whatever. But yeah, I would be scared, I think, doing that as well. You have all your senses are cut off, except smell. You can still smell, right?
Yeah.
So if someone got too close to you with the, you know, anal region, you would know at that point, right? Based on smell.
Yeah, you can feel.
You could, and feel. No, but like if they just put their anus like up close, like they were about to shit on you or fart in your face or whatever, you would recognize the smell and you'd say, something's up here, hang on. You'd start, you know, pushing away or whatever. Okay, so let's get into...
Not that many people bought tickets and then it got canceled.
That's a story that's a common story nowadays, isn't it, in stand-up comedy? You know what I mean? It's tough to make it work.
Oh my god.
So, Ben, what else did you get up to? You said you were supposed to do two. Now tell me you did one.
Yeah, I did do the other
one. Okay, thank goodness. Everyone's like, oh, goodness, thank goodness. Imagine we had a double cancel week. Yikes. Whew.
People did show up to this one.
Hey, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Right? We got a crowd.
But they weren't that into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, no. Okay, so
I pretty much like bombed the whole time, and then my last joke did pretty well.
Okay, so you did full bomb and then you pulled it up out of the you sort of pulled it from the ashes. It seemed like it was over and you said you salvaged something. Is that, or did you feel okay with that, the way that it went, or was that would you say that's an L?
Probably an L.
Probably an L.
I felt good that I was like confident on stage. I didn't like fall apart.
Okay.
But it wasn't very fun.
It wasn't that fun though.
Yeah.
So it's not a lot of fun out there for Ben nowadays. He was going to do a show that he didn't really want to do because it didn't seem fun, and then it got canceled, and then he did another show that was not fun at all, but then he did manage to get one laugh at the end. Like just one joke got laughs. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, that's not, unless you, did you, wait, how many jokes did you tell?
11.
Oh, that's not good then. I thought if you said two, then it's not bad. You know, 50% hit rate, not terrible, you know, but yeah, that's, ooh, yikes. We're talking single digit percentile hit rate on that. That is not good.
Well,
I'm just giving you a little bit of it just to remind you. This is how he reminds him of what laughs sound like.
Actually, I think I forgot to do one, so I did 10.
Okay. That's good. So 10%.
Yeah.
10%. So 9 jokes, complete dead silence, 1 joke. Let's be honest, probably didn't do that well, but in comparison to the other ones, felt like it was goddamn bringing down the house at Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? Do you want to? No, I won't make you tell the joke. So where was that show? Was it an open mic or was it like a booked show?
It was a book show. I did 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, you're up there for 9 minutes just bombing?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, okay, let's try to gauge this a little bit. How many people were there?
15 to 20
people. How many could have been there? What was capacity, would you say?
Wasn't a big place. It's kind of a weird shape.
Okay.
It's like a long bar, but then you're like at the you're like sideways.
Okay.
The long side.
Yeah, you don't paint a picture at all. I absolutely have no idea what you're describing right now. I don't think anybody does.
Probably like 8 people to the right of me and then 2
8
people
to the right of me. Now, can you imagine? I promise you, everyone, that will not be a part of the NEAS Sound Podcast. Me listening to band say a phrase and then doing some really ill-conceived parody of some old song. I will not continue that. I promise you.
And then there's 2 people like about 3 feet in front of me sitting at a bar.
Okay.
And then
there's the bars in front of you. Yeah, I got no. See, the description you gave, I did not think the bar was in front of you by in any way.
And then there's probably like 10 people at like the bar and tables to the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then so what was happening? Like, were they just staring at you? Were they like paying attention and staring at you?
Yeah, staring or like avoiding eye contact. Like one person was on their phone.
Ooh. Now you're starting to paint a picture. I will give you credit. Now I'm starting to feel like I'm there. Some lady on her phone and fucking people like not wanting to look you in the eye because they're feeling secondhand embarrassment.
I think all the people on the right laughed a little bit more when I looked the other way.
They just didn't want you looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a piercing gaze.
The comic before me like talked for a few minutes about how no one will make eye contact.
Okay. And how did the comic before you do?
He had a few things did well.
But same sort of thing where majority of it was. So this was not a you issue. This was a crowd issue, you feel like? Because sometimes we don't have our A game. Sometimes we don't bring it, right? You know, that sometimes it can be on us as performers. But do you think it was
the crowd wasn't good, but I'm like not going to... I don't have like different things to do if the crowd's not paying attention. I just do my jokes.
I see. You don't have a way to hook them. I think we've talked about that. But you know what you should do?
What?
You should, because it would be so like, you should be like, this will get them for sure. Say, hey, all of a sudden just bust out like, hey, if you fuckers don't pay attention, I'll go fucking Louis C.K. up in here. Just say that, everyone. Whoa, whoa, excuse me? Not cool. Whoa. You know, and then now they got your attention, you know? And then you do want to hear whatever the fuck you talk about. You say with some of your stuff after they're all kind of like starting to, they're mad at you, by the way, because they don't think it's in poor taste. It's the comment, the joke, whatever you want to call it. It's in poor taste. So the crowd is not on your side, but you got them paying attention now. And now you can hit them with the funny stuff, the jokes. Okay. Are you waiting for that much other stuff? You didn't do that much other stuff, period. You knew that we had the big premiere of the NEAS Sound Podcast. Just the huge monster premiere. And the two things that you could do to help the podcast were to bring a clip and do some shit.
I had a meeting about sketch videos.
Okay, now I'm listening. Hang on a second. I am listening. This is okay. So I love when you have a meeting, a sketch meeting. Was it at somebody's common area?
Well, it was a 10:30 a.m. Zoom meeting.
Weird. Why isn't anybody fucking at work? Or was it a weekend?
Yeah, it was on a Saturday.
Yeah, because you work.
Yeah.
Like here I am like, oh, I'm like, why aren't you working? I'm the one who doesn't work. I'm the one who goofs around all week. You have a proper job. And probably the other people, a lot of them probably do too, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them have proper jobs, I would imagine. Do you know if, is anybody in your sketch group, are any of them full-time performers?
There might be someone who's an actor.
An actor.
Sure.
Okay. I see. Okay.
I think the guy I had a meeting with works in animation.
You think so? How long have you been working with these people? Like, how long have you been in a sketch?
2 years.
2 years. You haven't had time to sort of...
Well, there's a lot of people. And
how many?
It's different.
How many? Be honest.
Usually like 12 at once.
12. Okay. That is quite a few people to get to know. I don't need to be getting to know 12 people. You got me there. At this point in my life, like if it's like, all right, you got to get to know 12 people. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to do something else. Thank you.
Some people are there for one show and then not the next one.
I see. So it's kind of they call that a rotating cast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of a rotating
cast. He fucking knew that's what they called it.
Well, you reminded me.
He lit up when I said that. He's like, ooh, there's some vernacular that I understand. Ooh, yeah, all right. Okay, so you had a little meeting, and which sketch is this? The one with the crazy name?
Unnamed sketch show.
So this is a different one. This isn't the one that's like, thank you, we're here to help you, call me, please.
Yeah.
What's it called, actually?
Hello, it's for you, okay.
It's always worse than the one that I come up with to make fun of it. Like, I'm always like making fun of it and coming up with one. And then every time it's like, nope, it's actually that one, which is the worst one you could ever have. All right. So how's that doing though, by the way?
Oh, the improv group?
The improv group. Yeah, exactly.
I haven't talked to them for a while. They just texted in the group text.
Okay. Is there possibly friction in the group? Could it potentially be breaking up?
I don't know. Some people are busy in the summer. I think one person's in Turkey based on their Instagram stories.
Based on their Instagram stories? Okay, so you really... I love the idea that you're like in the group with these people. You don't even know them, really. They're just like fucking... They're not like... They're just like people who like inhabit these characters. Like, it might help you in your improv. Do you think of them as the actual characters in the scenes? I mean, that's okay. So,
well, there is like a festival sort of, but it's just like,
wow, that's
like a weekend of shows.
Sounds a festival sort of. Fuck, why is it all this shit that Van's up to is like, it's kind of. It's like sort of like on the fringe of being. But I respect that. You're saying like they call it a festival,
Yeah.
But it's really
it's
just like
2 days of improv shows.
2 days of improv shows. So you're the one who's kind of stepping in and saying, I don't know if I would call this a festival. So that's cool to,
Well, I suggested we do the shows and like sign up for it like mm-hmm. a few months ago.
Okay.
But then
that's with thank you, call me how to help you.
Yeah.
Okay. and so you said, hey, we should sign up for this fucking festival. This is a live festival, not an online one.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's in Vancouver.
Yeah.
What type of stages are we talking about?
China Cloud.
China Cloud's a great little theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, great place to perform. Let's give it up for the China Cloud, everybody.
Well, they didn't seem that into it, but then today...
What are they? One of your stand-up crowds? Hey, who do you think you are? The people at the stand-up show? Good God.
What? Well, today two people are like, who wants to go watch it? The festival that I wanted to do shows.
I see. So you think you guys might be on a different level here. Like, you're like, I want to be in the festival. They're like, I want to watch it. You're kind of, maybe you've outgrown them.
Well, one guy is in the house team now. He got picked for the new one.
What the fuck are you talking about, Ben?
Rogan wondering what the fuck you are talking about. The house team, he got picked for the new... Who could even begin to care? Who could even begin to consider caring about that? Okay, so you were talking about something that you're doing with the unnamed sketch show. You would do the headline news for that sometimes, right? That's the show?
Yeah.
Okay, so I am remembering that correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that was who you had the Zoom meeting with.
Yeah.
It was to discuss a new show, I presume?
I'm just gonna do videos for this one.
Okay. Oh, I see. So they've asked you not to show They've asked you not to show up in person for this particular event. And there was just some issues when you showed up last time. I mean, you can say, why don't you send a video in? You're like, you'll definitely play it, right? They're like, oh, fuck, of course. God, I would send somebody there. I would send somebody there to make sure they play the video. Because I don't know. No, that's cool. We're making video. What type of video?
Like
a sketch.
Sketch comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, do you have like a, when is it? Do you have an idea?
One's about ponies.
So you have it. You have it.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have ponies?
I'm just going to do like Photoshop for that part.
You can do Photoshop? Do you know how... You mean a green screen? What do you mean photo? Is it a video or an image?
I think that part will be like a montage of images.
I see. You're going to go to a montage of images. Okay. You could use AI.
Yeah, maybe.
You could. But
I don't know how.
You don't know how, yeah. It's cool. I mean, I could... What is it that you need the horses to be doing?
Just like my face, like riding a pony or playing with a pony.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that for you. Like, I could reface it. I could actually put your face on somebody who's riding a pony and make it look like. Would you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely do that. It's really simple to do. It's just like I could do it on an app.
Make it at the start like they're. It sounds like they're talking about gambling. Like they're like, we should.
Well, don't spoil it. Don't spoil the sketch. But yeah, let's. Cool. Is there nudity allowed in it? In the sketches?
I guess.
Yep. It's never come up. I guess so. I mean, I have no idea. Okay, so Ben, you how many people are on this Zoom meeting?
Just one guy.
It was a solo meeting.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the whole sketch group. Was it the leader?
Yeah, like one of the producers.
One of the top guys.
Well, I think he's going to help me make videos.
He's going to help you make videos. Does he have a camera?
Yeah.
Ah, that'll help. That's what I've found is when you're, you know, when you're making a video, there's nothing better than going with it is to go with a camera when you want to film that sucker. I mean, people use the phone, but what I always say to them is, what is it that's built into the phone? It's a camera at the end of the day. So you are making it using a camera, definitely.
And a microphone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you want to have a microphone. You don't need to, though. You don't need to, right? Because you don't need to have audio to make a video.
Yeah.
You ever heard of silent films?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't know. That wasn't convincing. You said yes, but I'm not sure I believe you.
I watched Babylon.
Babylon? Oh, it had parts in it.
It's
that
like
were...
about that kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really had them. They really had them, not just in other movies. Okay, so you get on this Zoom meeting. You were like, hey, can we do it at a coffee shop? And the guy's like, no. Let's just do it over Zoom. I don't want to sit at a small coffee shop table so close to your eyes staring at them. God, you cannot have a meeting at a coffee shop unless it's fucking romantic. Or in your good friends or whatever. Like, you can't just like go have like a meeting because you're so close. Your eyes are so close, interlocked. Okay, so you're on this Zoom call. What's the 411? Like, what happened on it?
I wasn't really sure what that means.
Yeah, I know. It was the same look you gave me as when I said silent films.
Well, I sent him my scripts, and then he read them. They were really short.
Okay.
And then... I pitched him some more ideas.
Oh. What happened then?
We talked about them, and then...
God, this is...
I said I'm going to write all of them, and
this
then
is like,
see which
think about
like.
How boring this is at the core. Just nothing. There's nothing to...
It's like a 20-minute meeting.
He's done, and we've talked about it for longer. and saying nothing at all. God, it still is a podcast where nothing really happens, isn't it? We may have sounds now, but you can count on nothing ever happening. Okay, Ben, what else did you get up to this week? Anything at all? Run into anybody?
I don't think so.
Not sure.
I got takeout Chinese food. It was good.
Ooh. Did you got it delivered?
I picked it up.
Picked it up. So it was from the... Okay. It was good. You want to tell me about it?
Yeah.
Tell me about it after. Because yeah. I don't want you to say where it is because it was probably close to your house, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe I'll get that. Maybe I'll walk with you and I'll go get it tonight.
Yeah. I don't want to say where it is.
Yeah, I know. Fucking don't. So, okay. So what'd you have? I mean, people probably want to know now. What did you have?
I had shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice. Ooh, I love shrimp fried rice. I love it. It was good, eh?
Yeah, it was good.
God, I might get that.
And then...
God, I might get that shrimp fried rice. What kind of veggies they got in there? Like, what's in there?
I don't really remember veggies.
Don't really remember the veggies at all.
The other one was chicken with, had garlic, I think chilies and sweet sauce or something.
Sweet sauce.
And I had spinach underneath.
Spinach underneath. Hey, they slid a little spinach underneath for you. That's cool. You must be a VIP customer. They don't slide that spinach just for everybody. All right. So had a delicious... I mean, that's a highlight of your week. Like, what the fuck, man? I mean, in all seriousness.
I had it for lunch and dinner the next day.
Can you say that again?
I had it for lunch and dinner the next day.
okay. So, I mean, that's good. It's smart. You know what? No, it's good. It's good to not throw it away. And obviously, Chinese food.
A lot of food.
Yeah. I was just going to say, Chinese food famously big portions, and as well, famously, very good leftovers. Very good the next day, you know? Yeah.
I got that, and then I watched a movie.
What'd you watch?
Polite Society.
Polite Society. I watched that in the theaters. What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun, right? It was pretty unique. It was fun. It was had some good action in it. It was, it was an interesting movie. Not like anything else I've watched, really. Okay, so I suppose we could get into a clip now. We have that ability, everybody, to play clips.
Oh yeah, daddy likey.
So we now we can play whatever we want. Ben was supposed to bring something, he didn't, but I have something. It is how to plan your podcast episode. So this is from Podcast Launch Lab on YouTube. You can go subscribe. Well, I don't know. This person might be fucking horrible. I don't know anything about them. I haven't played this clip either. Thankfully, this isn't live, so who knows what. Presumably, it's on YouTube. So, and he looks like a fucking nerd. Like he looks like too nerdy to say something inappropriate. You know, he has a shirt on that says "Podcasts suck." Oh, that's interesting because he seems to be a podcaster, so not really sure about that. Not sure what to make of that, but let's play this.
If you record your podcast without planning it out, it's probably going to be a disaster.
Okay.
That was good music.
But did you hear what he was saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yikes. I mean, that's a big... That's tough for us right away because we don't plan it out. You know, we have absolutely no planning whatsoever.
Well, I like technically have a plan. It's not very good.
What is your plan? No, please explain to me what your plan is.
Today?
Yeah, like what was your plan?
Talk about the comedy shows I did.
But that's not like planning out a podcast to be like, my plan was to recollect the things I did in the week. They're basically the same exact thing that I do every single week, and I was just going to recollect them I wasn't going to plan the stories out or think of any funny aspects of them or think of anything interesting. I'm just going to simply recall what happened and tell you about it. And it will become a sort of a situation where you'll get lost in the podcast and you don't remember which one. They'll all blend into each other because who the fuck could ever remember which? I mean, this one you'll remember, of course, because, you know, we got this.
Oh my God.
We got the sounds. It's a new sound episode, but that's all this is. After this, it's all going to start blending together again.
Yeah.
You should have seen that. Like, I finished talking, he was nowhere near the microphone. Like, he was like, it was as if the microphone was like on vacation somewhere else and he like didn't even know where it was. Like, he was in a fully different place. He was not even considering talking into the microphone.
I was trying to figure out how the drop thing works.
What do you mean? Like how the soundboard works?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's how do you think it works? It's plugged into the computer and it has an application that runs that hooks in through the sound.
Well, is each one only one sound?
Yeah, each one is one sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I have like different pages if you want to. There's like different pages of it as well. So yeah. It's called a Stream Deck. It's very well known. People know that's what I'm using, an Elgato Stream Deck. Very, very, very well-known piece of equipment. Let's get back to the podcast tips here. Not doing so well so far.
And, oh, by the way, completely avoidable. That's why in this video, I'm going to show you exactly what it takes to plan out each episode of your podcast. Let's get started.
Okay.
I'm Sebastian Rusk, and I help people start a podcast.
Ben, what do you think of this guy? See, I'm trying to, because he's got that IW how to start a podcast, right? He's kind of got a different thing where he seems to have a broadcast kind of voice. We don't really try to do that. Can you give me a broadcast voice, please? Like, put it on. Like, don't just do a fucking newsman. Do you know what I mean? Like, do a broadcast voice.
This is the NEAS podcast.
Oh
Ban has fucking done it again. Holy shit, fuck me.
I forgot about that one myself. I forgot about that Jordan Peterson one that I made. All right, well, let's we've only gotten through 21 seconds.
Okay, step number one to planning your podcast episode, take out a clean sheet of paper, just like you see me holding right here.
What are you talking about, you weirdo? Nobody uses paper anymore. Have you heard of the deforestation and what a big issue it is? We're on the digital shit now, brother.
It should have lines, too, if you want to write on it.
It does have lines.
I just can't see
it. You can't see it. Yeah. But sometimes you do bring notes. You have done that before.
Yeah, it's usually on my phone.
It's usually on your phone.
And grab yourself a pen or pencil if that's how you roll.
I love how you roll. I love that. That's cool.
This piece of paper is going to allow you to actually plan your entire podcast episode on one sheet of paper. That's cool. Very important that you do this, because this one sheet of paper that we like to call the run of show is going to be your guide throughout the entire podcast episode.
Can you write this down? Run of show. Run of show. You don't have to actually.
Be able to allow you to take additional notes.
He was reaching into his.
I got my phone.
He get his phone, yeah. What's going on there?
Nothing.
You ever watch pornos on your phone?
Sometimes.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for being honest.
Write down links and things that come up during the episode, not just through the pre-planning process. After your podcast is already planned and written out, these show notes will become your description on your podcast episode.
Oh, you can double up and use that's a long seems a long description.
All right, got a piece of paper, got a pen. This is what we're going to do. On the top of that piece of paper, we're going to write episode number and whatever episode it is. Let's just call it episode one for argument's sake.
It is episode one of the NEA Sound Podcast, so this is perfect. So here we go, show notes.
And what the title of that episode is going to be.
We'll think of the title after.
Let's call it episode one. My first podcast episode. That's going to be at the top of the page. Then we're going to write 3 to 4 and only 3 to 4 key points or questions that you're going to be asking on an interview on that sheet of paper.
Interview. So what if you don't do an interview? What if you just do sort of a thing? You know, one of those chat podcasts where a couple guys are just sitting there saying the same thing over and over again every single week and nothing ever changes. And it, I guess maybe some people take some comfort in it to just know that you're not, you come and tune into this podcast, you know, nothing has happened. You don't have to be stressed out. There's no conflict. There's nothing. It's just, we're just hanging out with you and just like, but it's like not even like fun guys to hang out with. Do you know what I mean? That's not what we're here for. It's just like guys that you can count on to do the same thing over and over again. And that's something. Hey, there's something to be said for that. Let me tell you. All right. Well, hey, man, I don't think we need to even bother looking into any more of this. I think we need to do a little bit of improv. Are you ready for some improv?
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch, did you do a movie review?
Yeah.
You did, for Polite Society?
Yeah.
Okay, just say what it is. Like, say how many stars and everything?
4.5 stars.
Yeah, okay. And do you remember the review? Like, paraphrase it.
If I think about it for a second.
Just paraphrase it.
I said it has, lots of energy off the start and it doesn't lose momentum, and the lots of the characters are really funny and there's good action scenes, fight scenes.
Okay, great. Okay, so there it is, there's a movie review. Less focus on that until Ben starts taking it seriously. We're not going to take it seriously, so when he starts putting a real effort into it, we'll actually pull it up, we'll make some music for it, we'll make a big deal of it. But it is fucking hard sounding, so what's the point in us making a big to-do about it? fucking pull it up, make a big theme song for it, and do all this work, and then pull it up and says, it was good at the beginning, and the middle was good, too. And it's like, why did I make a song? He's not even doing anything. Okay, you ready to do a little improv?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to put on a little bit of improv music here. I don't know. Maybe it'll work. We'll see. Okay, here we go. So, do you have an idea for a scene that we could do?
Not really. The first one sounded like tiptoeing.
Tiptoe. Yeah, okay, so let's say we're... Okay, how about this? You and I are robbers, and we're trying to sneak in to steal a chicken from a farm.
Okay.
Okay, and then, yeah, we'll put on that music, and we'll be chicken. We're trying to steal a chicken, all right? You gotta fucking start talking. If you can, he just lost his headphones. I guess maybe we were tiptoeing around there. We weren't talking yet. Is that what you're going for? We're doing mime type shit there? Because it is a podcast. We have to be talking. I just want to be clear. We have to be talking. All right, ready? Here we go.
The chicken's in the barn.
In the barn?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's right there. I'd see it sitting right there, Carl.
It escaped.
Are you wearing... What do you mean it escaped? No, it's in the... Are you wearing your glasses?
No, I forgot them today.
You forgot them. Yeah, today. Okay, Carl, you haven't been wearing your glasses for like a week. Did you lose your glasses?
Yeah. I stepped on them.
So you didn't lose them, you broke them. It's safe. I mean, you are such a galoot. It's safe to say you're 7'2", 480 pounds. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I can't really go on a scale or else it'll break.
I told Ariel I was going to boo one of your jokes on the podcast, and she like looked at me with like a real like look like, why would you do that? That's so mean. Okay, let's turn that music off. You ready to get back into the scene?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Remember where we're at?
Yeah.
You're 7'2", 480 pounds. You're big. We're kind of a mice and men type situation, if you can imagine that. Here we go. How do you even, honestly, how do you feed yourself? Like, how much do you eat in, like, a day?
Like, a full chicken every day.
That's it? That's such a small amount. That is a remarkably small amount for a grown man of any size to eat. A full chicken is not... It's like two chicken breasts, two drumsticks, two wings.
Oh, I have sides, too.
Okay. You gotta give it up there. Carl has sides as well. All right, well, hey. Fuck it. Let's hear about those fucking sides.
I have bread rolls.
Bread rolls. Never heard them, really. They usually don't get called bread rolls. I don't know. I've never... Maybe that's normal.
I feel like rolls wasn't descriptive enough.
Okay. Yeah, you had bread. How many bread rolls do you eat, Carl?
Six.
Okay, that's like quite a few, I guess. Like, not, I was kind of expecting it was going to be like a comically high number. That's kind of like believable. Okay, like I could eat six. Okay, and what else do you have for sides, Carl?
Gravy.
Gravy. Is that, well, that's like goes with the biscuits, right? Or you're not biscuit, the rolls. Or,
yeah, and mashed the potatoes.
Oh, you have mashed potato. Okay, so why didn't you mention the mashed potatoes first? It was kind of sneaky the way you got to the mashed potatoes. You're like, one of my sides is gravy, which isn't a side. It's a sauce. But then you put it, okay, so you put it on mashed potatoes. So you're having kind of a turkey dinner type thing here. Right? Like a chicken in place of it, but kind of like a Thanksgiving style dinner.
Yeah, every day.
Every single day. That's all you have though, just those, because that's, again, for a guy your size, it just, that doesn't feel like a lot. Like over the course of a full day.
And then I have 19 beers.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. Okay, so you're alcoholic.
Well, it's not that much for me because I'm really big.
Yeah, so do you get drunk off of that?
A little bit.
Like a little bit, like tipsy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So what do you have for breakfast? Like, do you cut the chicken up? Like, do you have it in, like, because you said you have one full chicken in a day. So do you have, like, just a breast in the morning or what?
Yeah, just the skin in the morning.
Sorry, what did you say?
Just like the crispy skin in the morning.
You just eat the skin in the morning?
Yeah.
Any sides or anything?
Coffee.
That's not a side. Stop. That's a drink. Why don't you? It's not a side. It's a fucking. Okay, this. Listen, I do got to say, this was a scene. This was our best improv ever. When Carl started going on his fucking sides, man, I could listen to Carl talk about his sides all day long. All right, everyone. That's the end of the NEAS Sound Podcast. Ben, anything to plug?
Well, when I was at the show that no one liked, I got booked on another show that probably no one likes. And it's on Sunday at Comedy Basement.
Oh, Comedy Basement. Okay. Hey, I'll leave the jokes up to everybody at home. All right. You guys can do that one yourself. Thanks so much for listening. And my closing words, as always, be true.
Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. And maybe things don't change enough to be called creativity. To those who think that this show's the best, what the fuck is wrong with you? NEAS Sound Podcast. NEAS Sound Podcast.